Hear NFL legends, players, coaches, and media members from around the country sharing their insights and stories with us year-round. Here on Thursday night, Tailgate.
And now back with us on Thursday Night Tailgate in his regular weekly time slot is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Tony, how are you tonight, my friend?
Hi, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
We're good. Bob's playing hurt tonight, but we're doing pretty well. So, Tone, it's time to get our official Super Bowl picks. Now, before we do that, you had an opportunity to play in a Super Bowl, Super Bowl 20 against the 85 Bears, and we know that unfortunately didn't go the way you wanted it to go, but I wanted to get your thoughts in advance. Like, so here we are, it's Thursday. What was it like the Thursday, Friday, Saturday for you as you were getting ready to play in that Super Bowl?
The biggest thing was the hype. It was getting close to it and getting down to where you get all the your T's crossed and your I's dotted but the major thing was we're in New Orleans, and so you got your family members that you got to take care of, and so I have a big family, so I had to take care of my family. And making sure everybody got their ticket and everybody's doing what they're supposed to do and being what they're supposed to be. And that for me was a big deal because, I'm from a family of 16. So, everybody was asking for tickets. So that was a big thing for me. But as far as the week goes, when you're at practice, it's just like practice. You're going through everything that you know what to do and what got you here, and you're feeling confident and you're just ready to play the game. And once that game starts, man, it's on. So, a Thursday night, Friday night, you're really knowing, man, this is it. Man, we got about two or three more days before we play the biggest game of our lives.
And did you get good rest the night before that Saturday night? Could you sleep? Was it just like any other night and you rested well? Or are you just thinking about it, waiting for the game to start the next day?
Me as a player, I never rested well, even during a regular season game. The night before, we have curfew at 11 o'clock. I probably wouldn't get to sleep till like 1 o'clock. You're thinking about. I would go over over the plays and visualizing what you're going to do in the game, making the right cut, making the right move. Visualize yourself catching the pass, visualize yourself making the block and going through the vision. So you get kind of hyped up when you're doing that. And so I wouldn't fall asleep until probably like 1 o'clock every game. It didn't even matter for a Super Bowl. So it was a regular thing for me, getting in bed about 11, going to sleep about 1 o'clock.
So if you get to Sunday morning, did that day drag on? Did it seem like it took forever for game time to start, or are you so busy that morning that the day flies by and then it's ready to kick off?
That day dragged on because usually, in regular season and even in the playoffs, your game's at 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock. Now your game's at 6:30. Now you gotta wait all day. And now you're visualizing all day. And so you're getting hyped again through the day and you try to relax, you listen to music, you try to do something that'll kind of take your mind off it for a little while, but no, the day drags on for a long time. And once you get on that bus ride to the stadium, then okay, it's time to play. But no, it's a long day. Mentally, it's a long day.
And when the game gets started, we hear so often, hey, after the first play or two or the first hit or two or that sort of thing, then it's just a regular football game. Is that true? Or do you always have in the back of your mind, this isn't just another football game, this is the Super Bowl?
Well, actually, it is partly true. Once that kickoff is underway, when you're out there playing and you're going through the plays, it's just like a regular game until you realize, you're sitting, in our situation, when we played the Bears, we were in the game. Actually, we scored first against the Bears. And so now you're really hyped up, but after the third and fourth quarter, when you know that you're not going to win this game because you're down 46-3 or whatever wherever we were down, it's like, man, we're going to lose the Super Bowl. And I think I would rather not go out that way any other time. I would rather have a close game and lose it down to the wire than knowing, you know, in the third or fourth quarter that, you know, we're not going to win this game. But you still got to go out there and play. You got to give your 100%, but you know you're not going to win, but still got to give 100%, which is one of the hardest things to do as a player, knowing that you're not going to win, but you still got to give 100%.
All right, fellas, let's do it. Let's get our official Super Bowl picks in here, and I want to set the scene for everybody. Tony is 48-26-1 on the season. Bob is 47-27-1 on the season, and I'm out of it, 42-32-1. So, Tony, you can do no worse than tie for the title. Bob has a tough choice because I think he believes the Patriots are going to win the game. But he also knows if he takes the Patriots and he's right about the Super Bowl, he hands you the title. So we got to see which one of those ways does he go. But we're going to start with you, Tone. Patriots are 2.5-point favorite in this game, the over-under 56.5. Now, your boys are 5-5 in Super Bowls. This is their 11th appearance. Do they go 6-5, or do they lose 2 in a row?
Well, as you know, Chris, I've never gone against the Patriots at any point. When I make a prediction, and I won't go against the Patriots again this week. I'm going with my boys. Brady is hot. We're healthy, and we're going to win. And I predict that we will win 44-24.
Wow. A blowout win for the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Holy cow. Bob, time is now. Which way are you going? You going for the tie and taking the Rams, or are you going to try to be right in the Super Bowl and take the Patriots?
You know, Chris, I've come to grips with the fact that no matter what happens, I can't picture myself being a loser in a situation because the referees got the Rams in the Super Bowl. Not Tony Collins, not me, not anybody else. So I'm comfortable with that. So during the week, I said to myself, let's just go for the team you think is going to win. And I've said all season, I just think if the Patriots were healthy, I never thought they'd be this healthy this late in the year. And they are still, you know, you read an injury report. Yeah, Hightower, a little illness. But for the most part, they are very, very healthy. They know the window is closing pretty quickly, at least on this kind of dynasty with the players in place that they have. You have the best offensive line coach, as Tony knows, in football with Scarnecchia. Belichick, there's not much to say about him. It's going to come down to Brady not making mistakes. I think Goff will make a mistake or two. They're just going to be good. And Michelle, if he runs for 100, they win. He probably will. So I had to score early in the week, and I'm going to stick with it, Chris. The Patriots 31-24.
Wow. All right. Well, there you go, Tony. You're going to be the champ, so congratulations. We'll do official ceremonies next week, but there you go. Tony's going to be our prognosticating champ.
There you go.
So for what it's worth, and it's not worth much, but I'll give you my pick. And, Bob, you just talked about it a moment ago, right? The Patriots, as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, are 60-1 since 2000 when they've had a 100-yard rusher. And Sony Michel had 100 yards in the AFC Championship game. And I expect him to get the ball 20 to 25 times and probably get 100 yards. But here's the most telling stat for me, or the reason why I can't go with the Patriots. A win would tie them with the Steelers for the most Super Bowl wins, right? We know that. That would make 6. Can't have that. If they win the game, they also would break a tie with the Steelers for the most playoff wins, so we can't have that either. A loss would tie Tom Brady with Jim Kelly for the most Super Bowl losses by a quarterback, so we need to get that off of Jim Kelly, who's from Western Pennsylvania. So there's another one. Right? So there's 3 reasons why I cannot and will not pick the Patriots to win this game. Right? Now, here's some other little things to throw in there just as some sort of interesting facts, right? Rams head coach Sean McVay played against Julian Edelman, oh, by the way, when they were both in college. That tells you how old McVay is, right? He was a wide receiver at Miami of Ohio, and Edelman was a quarterback at Kent State. But here's the thing, right? Interior pressure, we all know the way to beat the Patriots is to get to Brady, right? And interior pressure from Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh is going to do that, right? I mean, you look at Brady's numbers. When he gets pressure off the edge, his passer rating is 118.7. When he gets pressure on the interior, his passer rating 63.1. And we know Donald had 20.5 sacks this season. So that's what I think the difference of the game is going to be. I think Donald gets to Brady a few times. I think he gets Brady off his mark. I think Brady makes an uncharacteristic mistake or two. Remember, they should have lost that game to the Chargers. If Dee Ford's not offside, Patriots lose that game. So because Brady threw a pick. So I'm all on the Rams. I think the Rams win this game. I think they take it 30-27, and we prevent all of those terrible things from happening. There you have it, Tone.
Wow.
I'm gonna. It's sort of like I got all. I'm a loser, right? I lose the title this year. I'm not even a factor at the end, but I'm putting all my chips in, and I'm saying I'm going Rams. Rams are going to upset the Patriots again and win this game. So, Tony, before we let you go, let our listeners know the great things you do to help kids go to college.
TonyFoundation.org, helping the kids in the upstate New York area go off to college.
Are you laughing at me?
You
can't even get it out, can you? Because you're laughing. That's socked out, Tony College.
There you go. Tony, that was a good laugh.
Yeah, Tony getting a good laugh at it. All right, Tone. We'll see you next week. Go Rams.
Yes, enjoy the game, Tony.
Go Rams.
You guys have a great one.
Congrats.
See you, Tony. That is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins, and Bob hands him the title for the season prognostication. What are you going to do, Bob? All right, we've got our next guest, Emil Harris, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Emil on the other side of this real quick station break.